The Traveler's Journal, August 17th, looking into Lyon. For most travelers who visit France, the city of Lyon, which lies roughly in the center of the country, is only a stop on the rail journey between Paris and the Riviera. With a population of over 1 million, this city at the confluence of the Rhone and Saône rivers is France's second-largest metropolis. Yet it's given short shrift, or even ignored completely by many guidebooks. That's unfortunate, because in its own calm, unassertive way, Lyon is one of Europe's great cities. Once capital of Roman Gaul, Lyon's history spans 2,000 years. Its Renaissance old quarter is well-preserved and rivaled only by Venice. The city boasts a dozen superb museums, a lively art and culture scene, and an abiding appreciation for good food. Even a sandwich bought from a street vendor can be a work of art. The city center lies on a 3-mile-long peninsula between the two rivers. Only a few blocks wide, Presque Isle is the site of Lyon's 3 large museums, the Opera House and its main shopping streets. To the west, over the Saône, is the Old Quarter, with its cozy labyrinth of narrow lanes and handsome buildings. Beyond is a steeply hilled neighborhood where the magnificent Basilica Notre Dame towers over the ruins of 2 Roman amphitheaters. To the east, over the Rhone, genteel neighborhoods are interspersed with prosperous commercial areas. Relaxed and unmarked by modern hustles, Lyon retains that easygoing Gallic ambiance that has substantially faded from the mad rush of Paris. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. You'll find a world of resources when you visit us online at travelersjournal.com.